Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. A new year is here, and we go boldly forward into the winter season in the garden. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make some reservations for your visit. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a face mask while in public. In the front entrance garden and just inside the garden past Palm Circle, you can see the succulent Blue Fingers is blooming. Formerly known as Senecio crassifolia, now renamed to Curio crassifolius, it is part of the Aster family. Native to South Africa, but it grows well here as a ground cover that can fill in garden spaces quickly. It has a somewhat lower requirement for water, but it will root from cuttings or seeds, so it's easy to spread and share. As you make your way around Palm Circle, you may notice a lovely perfume to the air. It is the scent from the flowers of the stock plants that are blooming in Palm Circle and in the geometric flower beds. Generally grown as an annual and in all colors of pink, lilac, and white, stock is a wonderful late winter into spring bloom that works well as a cut flower too. In the children's garden, the San Miguel Savory is beginning to bloom. This is a mint family member native to our local Southern California and Baja coastal areas. It grows in the chaparral at elevations of about 120 feet to 1,000 feet. It is also listed on the rare and endangered plant list. The plant has a fresh smell to it, and it is an evergreen bush. If you head over to Dottie's for a hot chocolate or a lunchbox, you can't help but notice the Beulah plants, also called flowering maple or Indian mallow. These have a velvety red flower that seems to hang its head downward a bit, and with the foliage that looks vaguely like a maple tree, it is a free-flowering plant that looks pretty good year-round. The rosemary plants, as you leave the picnic area at Dottie's, are wildly blooming and attracting bees to their fragrant blue blooms. Turning right will take you along the paved path to the aloe collection along the wall of the greenhouse. You can see the beautiful yellow flowers on the Malpati aloe from South Africa. Turning down the hill, you'll see a hot orange-flowered candelabra aloe, and then in the cactus collection, the wonderful red spike ice plant is blooming. The flowers of the red spike are really more flaming orange than a true red, but wonderfully iridescent in the sunshine. This is another water-wise ground cover that will give great winter color when grown in full sun. If you're someone that loves a rose garden but isn't a fan of the winter season when the roses are spent out, then this is a good time for a turn through the Bohannon Rose Garden to see how to add some interest to the area when roses may not be at their best. If you look at the aloe and aeonium planter where the aloe is blooming and the variegated aeonium adds a wow factor that completely makes up for the lack of rosebuds in that sector, or you can take a look at the wonderful Tolson Blue Weeping Junipers. They are a perfect specimen plant as each one is unique. At the back of the rose garden, there are a few marguerite daisy plants. These plants bloom generously all year long, but best in cooler weather, so the fall and spring are optimal. If you head out Tram Road, the lovely bronze loquat tree that is currently shading the Lego polar bear family is blooming. Called bronze loquat because the young foliage is a lovely coppery color before turning dark green. This tree is from Asia and is frequently planted in Zen gardens for the shade from the dense canopy it provides. I have watched this tree bloom and attract pollinators for the last few years, but have not seen it produce any fruit, while the Japonica loquats that we have all over the garden are already heavy with fruit, having started blooming about 6 weeks ago. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.